Namira, Daedric Prince of Revulsion. Namira is known as the Mistress of Decay and the Devourer of the Dead, and is generally associated with many of the repulsive things across Nirn, including spiders, slugs, insects, and any form of disfiguring or disgusting disease. As such, she is not among the more popular of the Daedric Princes, and very little is known about her workings or history. Overall, she seems to take pleasure in interfering in mortal lives, specifically in efforts to kill priests of the Aedra Arcae. She is most notably the patron deity of cannibals, for little is more repulsive to most civilized folk than cannibals. She actively encourages the eating of corpses, and her Daedric artifact, the Ring of Namira, is said to increase the health of cannibals. Namira's realm of oblivion is known as the Scuttling Void, and practically nothing is known about it, as no one is believed to have ever ventured there and returned. The Khajiit refer to it as the dark behind the world. The most well-known story about Namira relates the tale of the beggar prince named Weedle. Weedle was the 13th Bosmer child of a king of Valenwood during the First Era, and was in no position to take the throne or inherit much wealth. Leaving the palace to find a place in the world, Weedle eventually came across three men surrounding a beggar, intending to kill her. As Weedle was dressed in armor and carried a sword, it was an easy feat to scare off the townsfolk. The beggar thanked Weedle for saving her, and revealed her name was Namira, a name Weedle instantly recognized and understood the beggar to be the Daedric Prince. Weedle realized the opportunity for fortune and fame, and asked Namira for an apprenticeship. Namira refused, leading Weedle to follow the Daedric Lord for over a month, continually begging her to fulfill the request. Finally, after Weedle went hoarse from asking, Namira claimed that Weedle had completed the apprenticeship, and granted three gifts, although Weedle at first considered them to be curses. The first was the power to be afflicted by any disease at will, as long as it had visible symptoms. Weedle must always bear at least one disease, however. Second was the power to evoke pity from anyone passing by. And third was the power to be disregarded and ignored by anyone at will. Weedle at first was angry at these gifts, and confused at how they would lead to fortune and glory. Namira claimed that these powers would be used to become a legendary beggar, pitied by all to earn coin and disregarded to hear nearby gossip. And so Weedle became the Prince of Beggars, earning coin from every passerby, learning the comings and goings of every citizen in the city, and the tale was handed down for generations. How much of this story is fictitious is debatable, so what it can tell us about Namira is up in the air. Regardless, Namira is often one of the overlooked princes, looking after cannibals and the disfigured, and ruling over slugs and insects. On the other hand, for those afflicted with a repulsive disease, such as leprosy, at least Namira will take them in with open arms.